sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong.
Ye bale te la siguro miedi, amri ge sri gamariti esu oye piu kan yari te sigur bia. Amri ge afar duye de sugoro, ay esor moye te sar. Imbra garuye cedro, emulai jegonayo, e jegonayo, o jegonayo, dreis amradi.
Beautiful. Is this what you were doing for 15 minutes every day?
It was different every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, come up with another one.
you want me to? I will.
Well, you're an improv guy. Do another one.
Skip, 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 Eretetetete train, I'm a scared boy to gun, odiar de costi, emiladigo, ai 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 ai, om, idi gracite, I, am ricor marvo, ai edu, ai 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 ai.
All right, okay, I actually can see vibrancy. You're vibrating. Even the visual image, you're vibrating. That is so cool.
It's just easier to sing than to talk.
Yeah, why don't we just sing for the next...
I like it. Okay, your turn.
Okay, no, I don't think so. I, thoughts, judgments, stories are now surrounding me when you said that.
I can see them.
All right, so folks, you know, this is actually... There is so much stuff being crammed into our heads every day. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, who we are, what we're supposed to be. And... Will Hewitt has found a way to tune into the inner truth of what we are, who we are in the deepest level. And he's done that through singing. And we're going to talk to him more about the other insights. In the previous segment, we came up with a bunch of insights. And I said, Will, do you still have more insights? Because you came up with so many. And he said...
Yes. Yeah. Now I'm going to forget them all, of course. So I might just go back to singing. So one insight that I think is important is, and I, this is something that I didn't really expect to get out of this, was about time. So we have this concept of time, and we have this concept of the limitation of time. And, you know, we, to varying degrees throughout our lives, we sort of dance inside that or on the edge of it. So we start to see that maybe time is just a concept, but there's lots of evidence to support the idea of time. You know, we get more wrinkly and day goes to night and we sit at our desks and get sleepy. And there are things that sort of say, yeah, time is something real.
Now you've somewhat depressed me by that conversation and that little dialogue. Pull me out of this mess.
Well, here's how to get out of the mess.
Okay.
Okay. So this amazing thing called commitment. Mm. Does this thing where it kind of messes with our idea of time. And this sounds like kind of a touchy-feely nice thing to say, but what happened in my singing year was I made this commitment, and like I said, it was sort of this undying commitment. I was doing this for my life. Mm. And what happened was, no matter where I was in the world, no matter how busy I was, the day somehow stretched to accommodate the singing.
Yep.
So I would be going from, you know, I was working in Nigeria and I was working at this construction site, helping to try to create a strong safety culture at this construction site in Nigeria. And, you know, they start at crazy early hours, 5 a.m., and then go till late. They're like 12-hour days. So I'm exhausted. I have to get back and deal with emails and that kind of thing. And that, so days like that, you would think, oh, how on earth are you going to find the time? But the commitment creates this wedge into the day. And somehow everything else just works out. And, you know, David White, I can't remember the exact quote, but he said something about the antidote to fatigue is not rest necessarily. It's fullness. And this practice was about cultivating fullness in my day. It was cultivating a sense that nothing's wrong, and no matter what the day brings, there's time to sing, and there's time to immerse ourselves in the richness of being.
Oh, interesting. Here's the thing that I find so interesting, because in the first segment you were saying that you had to make a commitment, and this part of, like, there's this kind of dread, like, oh my God, I forgot to sing for 15 minutes. I need to sing for 15 minutes. But then when you did sing, it brought this fullness, which then expanded time. There's something paradoxical about merging those two statements together.
It is paradoxical. I think there's some instances about being human that we have incurable kind of amnesia about things. Like, we forget that the thing that we're committed to is the very thing that's going to give us life. And instead, during the day, it occurs as this, oh, just another thing to do until you do it. And then the next day, we can forget that again. And then there are some days when I was just really looking forward to singing. Mm-hmm. But that was the magic thing. Sort of the beginning of the year, I stood in that commitment, and that commitment kind of made sure that I moved my body into that place to start singing. And I pressed that timer, even in the days when it seemed incredibly busy or I didn't want to do it. So it's kind of a both and thing.
Yeah.
Both, I would feel like it was a hassle to do, and in anticipation I didn't want to do it. And when I did it, wow, I remembered why.
Mm. That's a beautiful insight. So what are some of the other ones that you came up with during this time? Not that that wasn't enough. That was huge. But are there more? Are there more still? Could it possibly be more? What other ones?
Well, I guess some of the other things that I would have to say would be, it's kind of about starting to get into the practice itself. And what did I learn about the parallels between doing this practice and living a more vibrant life, a more fulfilled life? And there were many of those things. So again, practice, very simple, timer, 15 minutes, start singing. But in order to do that, there's often so much letting go that's necessary, so much letting go of the weight of self-judgment, so much letting go of the thoughts of the day. But plowing forward with it, could just continuing. And often I would, say if I were in a very sort of stuck place, or I was in a very self-judgmental place, I would often sing those judgments. I would start where I was and then go from there. I would kind of say yes to whatever was occurring, which is kind of a basic improvisational principle.
Okay, so let's practice this. Let's say that one, like, oh, I have an awful singing voice. I'd be like, I have an awful singing voice. I have an awful singing voice. I mean, what did you do to sing
exactly
that?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, or it could even be just the sound of your resistance. You know, resistance, just, like, if you start where you are, everything can lead to singing.
Yeah, so you're tuning in. From what I can tell from what you just showed me, is that you're able to tune into your emotion and express it and feel it, versus letting it pent up. And so by just feeling it, that's how you let it go. Or singing and feeling it intensely, you let go of those events, or I can't sing, or whatever other kind of things, or this day sucked, or I don't want to sing right now, or whatever may be coming up.
Yeah, there could be a lot of mental noise about sort of the preciousness of, oh, I'm supposed to be more enlightened than this.
Yeah.
So when I start my practice, I should be able to instantly get into that kind of state of flow.
Right.
And instead, just really saying yes to whatever's there. Yes and yes and yes. And then when it changes, saying yes to that. And when it changes, saying yes to that. And, you know, it's about not being in an argument with the universe, not being in an argument with what's occurring. So this is kind of like muscle training for that in life.
Mm.
Because all day we're seeing things that we think is an interruption or an interference when actually it's what's to be embraced in the moment.
Train those muscles, folks, people. Check out Will's. Tell us about your Holyoke workshop. So how do folks sign up for you're doing in Holyoke in the Learning Center in British Columbia? You're going to be doing a class. What date is it? How can folks sign up for it?
Yeah, so it's August 15th through the 23rd. So it's coming up. There's still room. And I guarantee this is going to be an amazing experience. I am joining some of the world's greatest improvisers. This is three people who tour frequently and create this kind of improvised music. And they are all three. They just completed a tour with Bobby McFerrin in Europe under the name Weeby 3. And so they're going to be there. I'm going to be there. A woman named Laurel Murphy from Vancouver, who is very into music as a healing, singing as a healing practice, is going to be there. And we're going to spend 8 days in this beautiful old growth forest at the Holyoke Learning Center, just singing together.
Beautiful.
And so it's going to be amazing. You can find out about it at holyoke.ca.
Okay, Holyoke, H-O-L-L-Y-C-H-O-C-K.
Yes, dot C-A.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And folks, make sure to listen to this show and more. And you can actually get the URL on my website, www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back. Needle pulling through.